of flour and a skin of wine and brought him to the house of the Lord. She brought her dream along with the sacrifice. There is sacrifice when we bring our dreams to God. And there's power that occurs when we sacrifice what God has given to us and we bring it back to him. And when she gave her dream back to God, God exceeded anything beyond her expectations. Do you know who Samuel was? Samuel was the guy that anointed King David. Hannah's dream affected generations to come. And she gave that dream back to God. What dream do you have in your heart that when you give it to God will affect generations to come? And then Hannah went on to give birth to 5 other children. God anoints the dream when you give it to him. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than you could ever ask or think. Begin to dream. Be desperate for the dream. Give that dream back to God and don't ever give up on the dream. Pastor, thank you for carrying on the dream. Thank you for believing in it. Thank you for owning it. And I believe that these next years, it's only just begun. Don't ever stop dreaming. Because when God fulfills one dream, he's going to give you another dream. And he's going to give you another dream because that's what dreamers do. The best years are yet to come. The best years are ahead of us and they're ahead of you. Thank you for being a dreamer. Carry on the dream.
Thank you, Lord. We'd like to do one more thing before we ask Dad to come up. I'd like you to stand and I'd like you to stretch your hand towards him. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we believe you for new dreams, new visions, Father, deeper anointing, deeper calling. Father, we believe this is a new season in his life. Father, we believe for great things. Father, we believe you for health. Father, we believe you for prosperity. Father, we believe for your harvest, God, over his life. Father, we've come this morning to give you honor, but also to give honor to our pastor, my father. In Jesus' name, would you say amen? Would you put your hands together and welcome your pastor this morning? Come on, church.
Thank you. Take a seat just for a minute, would you? Thank you all for your kindness, Pastor Ron and Karen. I'm honored to be here. I'd rather have you sitting here than the president or anyone else. You're great, and I appreciate that. Just a couple thoughts I had this morning. Rufus, I want you, though. I appreciate these guys up behind me here this morning. You know, at 60 years old, I've had a lot of thoughts this week. I've told you my story time and time again. At 60, my dad drank himself to death. He died. 58, my mom was gone. So I'm moving past this, and the enemy always tries to bring things up to me. But I just, you know, there's one benefit of being a little older. You get a little experience, and you hear different voices, and you know what's real and what's not. Amen. And even though the negative voices will always be flapping, you've got to know that God is on your side. He's your defender. He's the one that brought you this far. He's the one that'll take you through. If you're not here, if you're here today and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you have to do that before you go. I'm not even going to let you out the door unless you do it. You must do that. The Bible says you must be born again. And I thought about all these years, all these stories that Ryan was sharing and the different things, and my heart has just, I've wept buckets of tears this week just thinking how blessed I am. I get my kids in church. I got all my grandkids in church today. Nothing moves me more than that today. But nothing moves me more than when I see somebody who doesn't know the Lord give their life to him, and then allow God to do something great in and through their lives. Doesn't that excite you as well? Am I the only one here? And all the voices that you allow to speak into your life that make a difference will have an everlasting touch and impact on your life. Roger Paddock, you didn't sneak in this morning. There's a man over here that spoke into my life when I was on the dairy farm, and I'll never forget him for that. When you talk about speaking words, I want to declare over somebody today that your life, the best days of your life are ahead of you. I just got to obey God in this just for a minute. Austin, I looked at you this morning, and I thought, there's a gift from God. And the enemy he's done everything he could to keep you from what God has for you. But I felt the Lord say today that you're coming into a brand new season in your life. And the things that God spoke over your life, he's going to bring them to pass in your life. I feel that for somebody else this morning. Who has had those negative words spoken into your life? And you just, this morning, stay right up here with me. This morning, you just need somebody to declare something different over your life. I want you to stand up right where you are. And I'm going to take the authority as pastor and daddy right now. Don't be afraid. Why you sit there until you die? Get up. Get up. I don't want nothing from you. But I'm going to speak something over your life. Judy, the hand of God is on you to do something great in your life. Your grandpa prayed for me. Your grandpa prayed for this man of God. The enemy's got great plans for you. Joe Cohn, God's got great plans for you. He's got great. Mike, God's going to use you in powerful ways. Amanda and Eric, I love you so much, and God's going to change your life and use you for his glory. Pete, God's going to do something great in and through your life. Carol, he's got a great plan for you, and he's going to use you to do great and mighty things. Just lift your hand up to heaven, all of you that are standing right now. God, I declare over their lives today for a future and a hope. And Lord, I stand against any evil that anyone has ever spoken or any evil seed that has gone into their lives, God. And today I rebuke it in Jesus' name. And Lord, I speak hope and I speak life. And I speak destiny over them today. God, I pray that you will open up the windows of heaven over their lives. And God, they'll see favor from above come into their lives, God. Lord, you'll give them a passion to serve you. Oh, God, even the ones that are standing up here now, you're going to put some of them in ministry. You're going to use some of them as pastors and evangelists and teachers and prophets, God. You're going to use some as missionaries, Lord. You're going to bless them, Lord. You're going to unravel some messes in homes today, God, because you have intended only to do good to those who seek you. And today, God, we speak that forth. I declare it over your lives today. In Jesus' mighty name. No weapon formed against you will prosper. No weapon formed against you will prosper. None. And every evil tongue that rises up against you today, it is condemned because you are servants. You have a heritage. You have been grafted into the vine of Jesus himself. You are no longer who you used to be. You are now, today, who God says you are. You are a child of God. You are above and not beneath. You will be ahead of others. You will have favor on your life. You will see the best that this land has yet to give because God is in you and he's with you. Hallelujah. Lord, make it so now in Jesus' name. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord this morning. Thank you, Lord. Just stand up on your feet. I'm going to close in prayer. Thank you all for being here. Ryan and Aaron, beautiful dance. Paige for singing that song. You know I love worship team and singers and all the musicians and everyone. You all make life better for me. You really do. And we're going to do some big things in the days ahead. Come on, how many of you want to go on a dream? How many of you want to see God do something so great? I'm believing God in the next 5 years, we're going to put some people in ministry. I believe in the next 5 years, we're going to help create another church, and maybe church is. How many of you believe for that today? Praise God. Father, today I give you thanks and praise. Thank you, Lord, for allowing this time to speak into my life, a remembrance, Lord, of a journey that you've taken us on today. And I'm so very humbled for that, God, today. Lord, I pray for each one that is here. I want the prayer team to come down here. I pray for each one that is here today. Benjamin, come on up, because I'm going to have you just end in just a moment. Keep your heads bowed and your eyes closed today. I pray for each one, God, that is here today. If anyone, they're here, maybe they're feeling left out. Maybe they're feeling broken. Maybe they're feeling disconnected. Maybe they're feeling hurt and in pain in any way. God, I pray that right now you will be that, what they need in their life. And I pray, Lord, for anyone that doesn't know you today, that before they leave this building, they will come and say yes to you. God, thank you so much for your kindness in our lives today.
And Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you've done here in the church today. We thank you for the blessings and the prayers that have been said that they'll carry throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the years, God. We thank you for every word that's been spoken today. And we bless you, God. Thank you for everything that you've done for us. And everyone in this building said, amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We do life together. Before you leave, make sure you give Pastor Marty, my dad, and your pastor a great big hug. Tell him happy birthday. God bless you all, and we want you to have a great week. We love you.